Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Radio, we can see you, but we know you're out there. Those of you who are watching from Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page, always wonderful to have you with us. And some of you join us very late where you live. Those of you in the UK, what are they, 5 hours ahead? So it's midnight.
Yeah,
and some of you are further around the world, Australia. It's now morning.
Different season and
exactly.
Different everything.
When we have our South Africa callers, they are coming to us, and it's even later in the early morning hours. Now, before we get started, I've got a little something I want to talk to you about. There's something that really grabs me when I meet with, say, a couple, and we're doing a session in my office, or we're on the internet. It really doesn't matter. These couples all have the same thing in common. They will say to me, oh, we are so proud. We've been together 2, 3, 5 years, and we never have arguments. We never fight. Never once have we had a fight. And I sit there and I look at them and I think, oh boy, in a sense, that is really scary because they don't know the strength of the relationship they're in. Or they may believe that it's strong. They may walk around feeling very proud and secure. We are strong together. But actually, it takes conflict. Conflict and its resolution is what's going to let you know, as a member of a couple, really the strength of what you have. Also, there often not be arguments, if you will, the fact that one or both partners are extremely, we'll call it submissive. They're extremely willing to go with the flow, but are they? Here's where all those little snide, sarcastic remarks start coming out. This is when people will be argumentative in the sense of, if you say, honey, could you grab that bag of trash and put it out? And he turns around and says, you don't have to tell me every week. I know I'm going to take the trash out. And you might think, well, that's not very much, but it can fester and build and eventually take over. I saw a couple when I was in Texas where she's rather demanding and he is not. He's very subdued, quiet, but she would demand things of him. And you could see that there was an inner rage just brimming inside of him. Now, these would be couples, of course, that I would sit down. I would use my method, the intuitive method of, using the deck to help to find what's at the core of these issues that they are not discussing to help bring that strength forward. The other couples that come in and they go, oh, did we have a doozy the other night? And they're both laughing now. They're saying, yeah, we really got into it, but gee, it feels good to be heard. To be heard. And sometimes that can only happen in the arena of arguing, I'm trying to think of other words that would explain what I'm trying to say here, but sometimes the only way you can grow is through that kind of arguing, to get yourself heard, to work out a solution. And we women have got to watch ourselves. How often do we say, you know, I still remember what you did at that barbecue, you know, 4.5 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And we can even remember what he wore or she wore. And we've got to learn how to let that go. We do have fantastic memories, but these are not loaded weapons that we should pull out, you know, to be heard. There's a wonderful way to sit down, be able to set up boundaries, and to say to each other, what we're going to do here comes from love. You know, I need to discuss with you the way you serve your coffee and your cereal in the morning. And he or she might say, yeah, well, you know, when you brush your teeth, it just makes me cringe because you're just so noisy and sloppy. But discussing it, working through it, that's where the success in that relationship is going to come. And maybe it's the secret overall. So the benefits of arguing are that you grow. You're able to share with your partner what you really feel. You have to learn how to keep it, you know, keep it within the boundaries of your relationship and your love. You don't want to get ugly. Then you start saying things that you don't mean, and that it will take a very long time, if ever, to be able to erase them from memory. You know, the old saying that words can really hurt, and they do. So that's really just my little take on the couples that I see. The ones who come in and will right up front say, yes, we have disagreements. We will sometimes have loud arguments. But they look at each other with such admiration and honor. You know, you can tell this is a relationship of strength. They have seen it. They've experienced it. And they are sure that relationship is strong. And that's all I have to say about that. Let's get on with the show.
First of all, before you start your beginning spiel, we got international folks here. We got Laura moves in here way early from Canada.
Canada.
And I believe Michelle and Ellison both are from the UK.
UK, yay.
In the house.
In the house, yeah.
Now I'll get it really started.
All right. Now, everyone, remember, and those of you who are listening in that are new, I am using only an ordinary deck of cards every time that we give readings. This is what I do in my practice as well. The method is called, as you heard in the introduction, personal prophecy. And I did learn with my grandmother over 30 years ago. This isn't just something that people often refer to as fortune telling. That is not the message that I find in the cards for myself or for others. The message is very energetic, and it is often super positive. Sometimes we'll get a little clinker of negativity, but remember, we have the tools of choice and change, and we can use those tools to literally transform our path to the future into one we truly want. And in those instances when we can't, we are at least prepared for what is to come. And that preparation enables us to, you know, be ready for what comes. And just by doing that, we are already bringing change to a situation that might otherwise be extremely shocking, sad. You know, a lot of emotions come through in this. These cards are extremely accurate when it comes to matters of the heart. But don't think that this show is only about love and marriage, relationships. Oh, heck no. I was called the psychic love doctor by those who scouted me out on AOL. That was the position they needed filled in the mid-90s. But we handle everything, careers. Jimbo, you know. Careers, messages from beyond, spirituality, you know, you name it. We can attempt it, even if it's something I've never done before. Like give a reading on a horse that has passed away, as I did. So I'm going to turn this over to Jimbo Baker.
show priority. Number one is the phone. Number two will be Messenger. But first of all, that number is 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. You can Skype into it. It works the same as a phone, which is kind of cool. We get Skypers. When you call in, you'll get a couple of automated things, and you'll go on hold, and you'll hear the show. And we will see you on hold. You won't get forgotten. We have a list.
Mm-hmm.
It's right here visually in front of me. Those are on hold, and they can hear me talking about it right now. When you come off a hold, get off speakerphone, get off Bluetooth, if you can. If you don't want to break a law, you don't want to crash and burn on the highway. But no matter what, be wary of your background noises. It can really sound like crap when it comes out here. Windows, out, even outside with the wind blowing, just a weird little direction hits that speaker. And stay stationary if you can, because cell phones, especially indoors, a lot of times they don't like movement. Big buildings are really bad, brick buildings and stuff like that. So, okay. That's on the other side.
Okay.
And second way to get a hold of us will be only when we ask. Will be the Facebook Messenger folks. Typically, our international folks are the main users of this because they aren't wealthy with international calling plans.
This is the Facebook portal, and this is where you'll come through with an audio call or a video call. It's up to you. And we keep it turned toward us. You don't have to worry about looking bootyful for the world.
If you do video. And, that would be Messenger to Deborah Lee when we ask, when we request it. And you already have to be friends with her. Have a listener. We have somebody who's been holding for a wee bit. And I don't know why I went Irish there. 423, area code 423 from Tennessee. 423, welcome.
Welcome to the show there.
Hi, guys. It's Luna.
Hi Luna. Good to have you with us.
How are you guys?
We're doing good,
actually.
It's all right.
Yeah, so how is everything?
It's going good down here. My husband's been home for a few weeks now, since we had a separation and everything, and we're still trying to get into marriage counseling, but, it's probably going to be about another month or so before we actually get in with somebody.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are saying very good things about the online counseling that people can get, and they're taking insurances and things like that. Sometimes it's also good to meet on neutral ground somewhere. Yeah.
Or have their preferences.
So, Luna, what's your question for us?
What is it?
I guess tonight, can we do a mediumship and see who's wanting to talk to me tonight?
Oh, sure. What is it, Uncle Dale?
That's Ashley. My goodness.
Great. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Leslie, I try to remember everybody.
I just don't even bother.
It's Amber, my father-in-law.
And Grandma.
Grandma on my dad's side, and then my great-grandmother on my mom's side.
Okay,
all right. Well, that's one we always forget to mention to people. When you say different types of readings that you do is mediumship type stuff. And it's not like a common request, but it's up there.
It depends on whether those in spirit want to talk.
Well, yeah, you have no control of that. Look at that. He's really much about a cat.
Yes, we have a great big white
English style golden retriever.
With us in the office. He's big. And he's up in the window, and we don't know if he's looking at cats.
He's not that type of dog to be peeking out the window, so he must have saw a cat or heard a cat.
Something.
I'd say a cat. You get him, Gibbs. Get him.
I don't know if he'd know what to do.
We saw one out there.
Yeah, remember there was a cat on the chair?
He was like, wow, and the cat went, kiss, and he was like,
whoa.
But no, he was like, what's your problem? I'm like 10 times your size there, little feline.
Yeah, true.
All right, I'm sorry. Obviously, I'm going to just check my callers and make sure I get my stuff.
Okay. Let's get this right.
Get it going.
This is your husband's father in spirit here. And he is very watchful over what is happening with you and Damien, the case.
Yeah.
You know, little guy there.
Sure.
Yeah, he's kind of peeking in. And really loves when you all are happy and, you know, enjoying yourself as a family. It makes, it shows her that, like I hear him saying, I feel good. He feels good when you guys are enjoying life together. So I was surprised he's right here, front and center.
Front and center.
Yeah, and remember, working on that case is also keeping him hovering. You know, these were things he worked hard for, that it's important that it ends up in the hands of who deserves it.
Yeah, they say they're not attached to things anymore.
No.
They probably want their family members to have these things. They couldn't care less. This doesn't mean anything
it's
to
true.
Them anymore. It doesn't comprehend, doesn't fit into their world. Okay.
And I'm feeling.
Yeah, I mean, he was an audiologist, and he was a captain in the Army. So, I mean, you know, whatever he has, you know, I can see why he wants us to have it, because he did work so hard to get it.
Yeah. So it means a great deal to him.
Right, yeah.
And truthfully, the only other one that's here, and you'll have to tell me if this is the grandmother or great-grandmother, because I'm seeing a woman here. She's fair-complected, someone who didn't have very dark hair. I'm getting the feeling of possibly red, or it could be blonde or white. You know, that could be hard to tell based on that.
Just
that's my great-grandmother.
Okay, this woman is telling me in spirit that she wishes she had talked to you one more time. All right. She wanted that. There's a phone call here. Really right here with us, just in another dimension. Speak out to her. So I think that would allay her fear, or not fears, but her sadness that she wasn't able to have that last communication with you. Sometime, I don't know if you're cleaning up or, you know, in the shower is a great place to communicate. I think it's because we are separated from all the minutiae that we have to do.
You'd rather keep them separated.
Yeah. So think about talking to her. I think she would be very happy to hear from you. And that's all you've got.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I see for you. Oh,
that's a special last week, or at the early in the week. It's will be into a card reading time before you depart. Dun, dun, dun. Archangel Raziel. The word is clairvoyant.
Oh, that's a good one.
I am helping. This is obviously not me. This is the Archangel Raziel.
Speaking.
I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love.
Aww. And by the way, normally Veronica gives these. She is away on sabbatical right now.
She's
not sure when we will have her back. But she sends her love to all.
Love and kisses.
I know she would have really liked that angel card for you.
We would have done it early in the week. But hey, that works out good though.
Yes.
All right.
So, anyway, Luna, take care. Keep on.
I will.
Keep on rocking.
And it's lovely that you share your son's progress with swimming. That's a big step.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's really enjoying it. Tomorrow's his last day of lessons. And then after his birthday at the end of the month, we're going to get him signed up for a bowling league.
Ooh. Well, now there's a departure from swimming to bowling. But bowling, look at how it still hangs on these years.
Still does hang on. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah. My problem is when I've gone bowling is I've at times thrown the ball down the wrong lane.
Well, that's, you gotta get a hold of yourself there. You gotta keep it in your lane. You know?
All right, thank you, guys.
Good night, we shall talk again. All right, let's give that number up before we take on the next caller.
Yes.
It is 515-602-9676. Patience, my Facebook folks that want a messenger in. Right now, we don't have a giant load. You might be coming up soon and be able to sneak in between calls or something. But right now, we are going to go to 504, which is in Louisiana. 504, hello.
Louisiana, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
And your first name is?
Hi.
Hi.
Debbie.
Debbie.
Hi.
There she is.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from you in a little bit.
I know. And I spell my name exactly the way you do, Deborah.
Oh.
Deborah.
Yes.
Ooh. But it carries a lot, doesn't it?
It does. It really does.
A lot.
I was named for Debbie Reynolds, who was big back in the 50s.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I can't say I was that thrilled about it over the years.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I wanted something classier like Pamela, you know.
But it is. It's from the Bible.
Yeah, true. I know.
A lot of names are.
So, Debbie, what's on your mind tonight?
I've been having a lot of sadness, and I'm such an empath, and just feels like I'm not. I don't know. I need new tools for not picking up people's stuff. But I have a cat that just got sick. We took him to the vet, and they can't really. They knew something happened first. They thought it was his kidneys, and then the next day it was the urinary. And so, if you could like clue in on him, I would love that.
How old is your kitty?
I want to say 16.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And all other aspects seem normal. And like,
well,
eating.
It was acute.
Yeah. Oh.
So I was wondering if he got in a fight or, you know, an accident or it's just a lot of things like that happening. And it, I don't know if it's the full moon or what.
He gets out.
Debbie,
he can get out. He goes outside.
Not really. No, not really.
All right, we're going to take a look.
Okay, I was... chit-chatting in the Facebook Live feed there. So what's Mr. Kitty Cat up to? I know he's an old-timer. What's he doing, Deb?
He's having different medical issues, but she's been bringing him in.
Okay.
And, Debbie, they can't find anything?
They don't exactly know how he got acute kidney or urinary. No, they don't know because first they said he had a stone. And I said, well, let me think about this. And I took him home, and they moved. He couldn't go to the bathroom, so they moved it. And the next day, they said they didn't see one. And he had a different situation. And I was just like, okay, I don't know if they just want money. But the cat is doing bad. And then I mean, he can go to the bathroom now. He can go to the bathroom.
That's a good thing.
He's not eating. It's just been weird because I went to this vet I wanted to go to and they wouldn't see me. And then I had to go to one I didn't want to go to. And they, you know, two different days had a diagnosis. But it's just, I feel, I don't know, like,
let me
like
ask
a lot
you,
of bad luck or something.
Well, empathically, have you picked up on any kind of energy concerning Kitty?
I think that's where the sadness is.
Well, here's what I'm getting, and the vet might totally laugh at me.
Oh, no medical credentials here.
Yeah, remember.
Even for animals.
Yeah, I'm not a veterinarian or anything, but.
You know that, but we have some, in case there's new folks out there that.
Right, but they can't talk, so you've got to do a little something extra.
Right.
Oh, well, that's the challenge for the veterinarian world.
Speaking intuitively.
Right.
I'm feeling your cat got dehydrated somehow, and it turned into, did you say they found a stone or they didn't find a stone?
Yeah, the first day they did, and the second day they didn't.
Well, perhaps he passed it.
Perhaps he passed it.
But a lot of times with people that don't get enough water, you know, they will develop kidney stones.
Yeah, and other factors too.
Yeah.
Yep. Different things that they shouldn't drink, things they should drink.
And that's what
you know
the
what?
Cardinal is doing. Yeah. What?
I don't remember him drinking a lot of water. I don't.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had a dog that they did like, it was just a routine checkup. And I said, there's a little bit of crystalline structure in like the urine. And they put her on a special science prescription diet thing that for like one bag, one like a month.
Yeah, maybe she needs to,
But, you know, I was the vet. It's a vet. It's, people don't make the call. You can't
Do
even
you
get
have to
food.
Get a prescription
They have to give
for
you
that?
A little prescription card. Before you
They gave him that. He doesn't it. He. I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time.
Can you put some, can you trick them with a little tuna or,
some dogs are really sharp. some animals are really sharp about that trickery stuff. And they're not having it.
Yeah. For real. You know what? I thought about getting some sardines and maybe trying that because I intuitively guess that he wants to stay. He does.
Oh, he doesn't want to go. You're exactly right. And I feel that he's turned a corner. The card that it means a decisive change is right there next to.
Oh, I just had chill bumps when you said that.
Really?
It just went up my body. Yeah.
Oh, he'd like to be the cat that lives the longest of any.
Nine lives.
Yeah, like
nine lives squared.
Wants to be in the book of Guinness Records, that kitty cat.
Well, we had one that my mother had one that passed on Father's Day, and it was 27. So he's got a long way to go.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know cats lived though.
I didn't know either.
I didn't either. Wow. I didn't either. Clinton was president. When he was around.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, they're all living some people. Not people in good health, mind you, but they're all living some people.
You know, he knows, and what I'm picking up is he knows he's in an atmosphere of a lot of love, and he loves being there. But that's what it was, is he was not drinking enough.
Okay.
And you know why, you know, in their little brains, you know, who knows what they're
maybe
thinking.
Maybe Google it.
I will. Like, I'm going to try to get that in him. Because he was doing good. He's at the vet when they were pumping him with water. He was eating. So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, see. Go ahead.
My mom and me fight, though, and I was wondering if that bothered him. Because my mom, I'm taking care of her, too.
But a lot of animals are that cat is highly intuitive. You know how they thought back in the
ages?
Remember when cats were, they were worshipped?
Oh, yeah.
In Egypt. Yeah. They were the revered.
Your cat, no.
Well, get this.
Yeah.
Get this. I have another cat. And when my mom moved in, she has like a weak kidney. Two of my cats got kidney problems after. And she moved in during the pandemic. You got to admit, that's some absorbing going on there.
Yeah, that is some freaky stuff. And they say animals can tell when somebody has an illness.
They could say, they do say a lot of them. Probably some more than others, but you're right. Yep.
But I think your cat is going to be fine. Maybe he'd love some sardines, you know.
Somehow maybe add moisture into the food.
Yeah, maybe it'll have a little bit of a salty taste that'll make him drink.
Maybe sneak in some water.
Okay, I think you're absolutely right.
Not too much salty, but
I really do because he stayed in the hospital and was doing better.
Well, and you know, if he was already developing that kidney stone, it could have caused him some pain where he's thinking, water? Heck no, I don't want to put no more water in there.
It could have been, which is kind of logical for a small animal mind.
Thinking, oh, okay, I drink the water, I'm going to have to pee.
Yes,
so
I better not drink water.
And it's going to hurt.
Right. So screw that.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you tried that kitty litter that Martha Stewart is peddling? Pretty litter.
The pretty litter? I was going to get some.
Your cat has any medical issues.
That's weird.
That is weird.
I'm going to get that. I'm going to get it because you just confirmed it. I was thinking about it.
Yep, you should do that.
Well, it's worth a try. Nobody says you have to have a lifetime delivery subscription or anything, but it's worth a shot.
No, but then come back and tell us.
Yeah. He's funny. You were talking like my boyfriend, like, oh, don't go out and spend all kind of money.
Well, yeah, you got to worry. You got to watch out for, you know.
You know, there was a couple of that had a dog that that had developed a really rare type of cancer, and they spent over $40,000 trying to keep that puppy or that dog alive. So it's hard.
That's not right. That's a hard one. Deborah, Ken, what do you do to block energy? Like when you, because you're so intuitive, and what do you do when you get so worn down? Like, I'm just curious. I need a tool.
Okay. Well, when I first started working out of an office and I would have a lot of clients, I saw myself feeling so ill I couldn't get out of bed, but I wasn't really sick. So, the woman that owned that particular wellness business, she told me to ground myself a lot. And the visualization she gave me was to imagine that my feet had really, really long roots going on.
Okay. Our connection's really bad, but I'm going to go back and listen to the replay. Did I lose you? Hello? I might have lost you. Hello? Hello? Hey, I don't know what happened. I just wanted to say I didn't hang up. Okay, I can't hear y'all on the air. I'm just letting you know. Okay, I'm hanging up now, though. Hopefully it can get fixed. Bye.
Let's find out
right now.
585. Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hello?
We can hear you. Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Yeah, we are here.
Can you hear us? Not on my phone, but I can hear you from, like, my computer. Yes, yes, I'm on both. I'm watching you guys from Facebook, but then I'm on the phone.
And what is your first name, please?
Deborah, this is Dennis. I used to be a student of yours. Well, I still consider myself to be, because I'm still studying your system. Yes, it's Dennis. Well, my question is really about my work situation. I'm kind of like actively looking for a job right now, and I was just wondering to see if what the future has in store for me, if there's a possibility for me to get a good job offer.
Tell us, Dennis, what is your occupation?
Right now I'm a director for like therapy department. No problem. Thank you.
Just to let you know what happened, all of a sudden, out of the blue, the computer says, we no longer recognize the USB device, which is the microphone we're using in the first 30 minutes. So, it's the one we use forever and ever, but we just had updates pushed down. They might be crappy updates. So
oh, okay. Yeah, totally understandable.
There's a big delay.
Yes, there's a little delay, but it's okay.
Getting for you. First of all, the situation you're in work-wise is not simply that you are maybe feeling unfulfilled or I'm trying to think what else to say about that.
Yes.
The situation is going to systematically deteriorate. It is spiraling downward, and the reason is you are meant to move on. That is your destiny. And often we can make changes through the cards using the tools of choice and change.
Mm-hmm.
I really feel that your time there is coming to an end.
Right.
It's very sharp of you to be looking to the future and finding another job. Are you adverse to moving, like relocating?
No, not necessarily. I'm kind of like open to a lot of opportunities right now. I'm actually looking for a opportunity that would allow me to like travel. So even if I don't relocate, I can travel, you know.
Tell you what, Dennis, what I see in your cards, and I follow a lot of these stories about the fluctuations in terms and the workforce, this could be a better time.
Right.
To be thinking of, you know, to
right.
Yeah. And opportunity is on the way. Let me tell you, you are going to find yourself getting your dreams, which, you know, a lot of times that you have to sacrifice something.
Right, right.
Get a job that pays enough, but you don't like the location or the, you know what I mean?
There's mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
For you, Dennis, you've been doing your homework with the law of attraction, and I know you have. For you are manifesting the future you really want.
Yes.
And
yes.
Guess what? Your potential is huge.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Traveling international.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
Yes. You could go and literally become a globetrotter in your work. And mucho dinero, Dennis. Mucho.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that would be good. That would be good.
Lots and lots of the great stuff. Yes, it would. So I feel you're going to find it right in front of you. A lot of times we search and we're pounding on doors, you know.
Yes. Yes, I've reached out to like headhunters.
This one's meant for you. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have headhunters at your job too that call up people that are in their current occupation and try to offer them a job, but you may not know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I definitely see that it is coming for you.
Oh, thank you.
Do you own your house?
Yes, I do.
You own your house?
Okay. Yes, I do.
All right. You know, right now it's a seller's market, big time.
Mm-hmm.
But that isn't always going to last.
Right.
And be prepared. Mm-hmm. Your cards are saying they take a bit of a loss
right.
on your house. So that's what a small price to pay if you think about, you know, hitching your way into that star.
Right, right.
And you deserve it.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, I do. Thank you so much.
And I just want you to know,
thank you.
Thank you. Your cards are wonderful. Wait, hold on for your angel
card. Yes, thank you.
Jeremiah, life greets you. Praise. Take inventory of your life. You better,
look at it.
And resolve to change or heal anything that
look
is
unbalanced. So Archangel Jeremiah was basically telling him to seek balance.
Yes, yes. I'll definitely work on that. Yes, thank you. And I will finish, I will still finish that course. I think I'm on level 3. Oh, that is so exciting.
All right, and I will let you know.
Will do. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.